Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shade. How may I assist you?
Yes, hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, I am calling because I just saw that they've taken $53 and some change out of my account. Now, I got online from Costco that, you know, I got a reward from Costco, and if I buy something here, you're only paying shipping and handling. So they took my $7.45 shipping and handling, and now they charge it. They took the $56. I didn't agree on that.
Okay, can you provide me with your zip code?
Huh?
Can you provide me with your zip code?
Yes, sure. My zip code is 10805. See, that's why I don't like doing those things. I don't believe in that shit, man.
What's
your
name?
I'm sorry, I don't. My name is Zoraida Martinez. I'm sorry. I don't mean to. I just woke up and I'm like, what? You know, I thought I had money and now I'm broke because it took $56. That's ridiculous. And that shit don't even work, that Wi-Fi extender shit. That shit don't even work.
Okay, Miss Martinez, just to make sure I typed in the correct zip code, is 10805.
Yeah, it's either 10805. Or 10801. It's just weird.
Okay.
You know, I live in New Rochelle, so it's kind of weird. You know, they got like an area is 505 and another area is 01. Down the block is 01.
Can you verify your address for me?
Yes, my address is 246 Center, Centre Avenue, New Rochelle, New York,
10805 or 01. When we shipped out that free gift of a Wi-Fi booster, you became a member of our Factory Direct Savings Store membership, and that membership fee is $56.95 a month.
Oh, I didn't read that I had to be a member.
Yes, yeah, so that information
so
will be provided.
I want to dispute that. I don't want that.
You
wanna want
to cancel the membership?
Back.
The most we can refund back is 35% because the information was provided in the terms and conditions.
See, you know, I never read that. Never did I read that. So 30, you know, that's crazy, man. I should listen to my son. He always tells me, why the hell are you going to these things? Well, I don't want that as number one. And refund me whatever. I mean, if it's 30%, how much is that? $30?
35%. You'll get $19.93 back.
Ridiculous. Oh, wow. I can't believe that happened. Okay, well, you know, give me back what I want back. I'm going to call my bank and I'm going to dispute that too. See, my
it's
bank
is so guaranteed
back
that they will. Refund your funds because the information was provided in our terms and conditions. But, I mean, the most I probably could get you back is 50%. That way you can receive half your funds back.
I'm sorry, say that again, the 50% one?
The most I could possibly issue back is 50%. That way you can receive half your funds back because there's no guarantee that the bank will issue your credits back to you.
And 50% of what? Of the $53?
Yes, ma'am. The $56.
So instead of 30%, it's 50%?
Yes. It'll be $28.48.
Well, put it back in my account. I'll just consider the other thing a loss. I'll never do that again, ever.
Okay.
Lesson learned. Sorry.
You're fine.
I can't believe that. Let me. It's early in the morning over here. I don't know where you at, but over here it's early in the morning.
It's early here.
It's early. I just woke up and I saw this and I was like, oh my God, what? I'm making phone calls right now.
But I did issue that refund, give it 3 to 5 business days to go back to your account. And I can provide you with that cancellation number now.
Okay, let me get my pen. Give me 1 second. You have a southern accent.
Yes, I'm in the south.
You're in the south, right? I love that accent. I do. Okay, so Let me get the confirmation number.
It's C as in Charlie, 258-972-754.
Okay, C258972754.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I'm getting something back, but man, I would never do that again. Lesson learned. That's what I got to say.
Well, I do want to thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
And you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.